God puts in your heart. May I pray for you. Father, Lord, I thank you for Theon that he got and found the time and that he was listening to your voice, that you want to tell about who you are, about your heart. Will you anoint his lips, give him rest inside, that your Holy Spirit is speaking through him. Thank you that you give what we ask from you, that you speak through him and give him your rest. Thank you for that. Amen. Do what Jesus is saying. Jonah. Jonah thought, oh, we are here. Oh, that's the neighbor. He lost his wife and children. There was an attack of the Assyrians. In the center of the market, they blew away a market tent. And then people came with spears. And it was they slaughtered the people. Jonah thought they are all terrorists. And the neighbor came suddenly. He was a prophet. Jonah was a prophet. And he was allowed to bring messages to the king. God put him in a time that he enjoyed the welfare around him. There were sometimes attacks of the neighbor, but generally spoken, it was right in Israel. Jonah was frightened. He heard his name. This was God himself. Of course, he knew the voice of God. For he was a prophet. He paid time to studying the word of God. He gave lessons. So he knew, I have to listen carefully. So he said, yes, Lord, your servant is hearing. The Lord went himself to Jonah, the son of Amittai. Be ready and go to Nineveh, the big city, to complain her, to accuse her, for I've seen how their inhabitants have bad behaviors. When we are continuously occupied with things of the world, then it is much more difficult to understand the voice of God. For example, when I am watching TV and Evelien is coming and asks me, oh, will you put off the fire after half an hour, and I say, and then after 20 minutes she returns and the fire is still burning, oh, then she's angry. You don't want to know that, but anyhow, the food will be not so nice because I was concentrated on something else. Another example, in social media, TV, books, whether it's a created, when there is an atmosphere created that it is normal to go to bed with the other sex, then you are going to consider that as normal. But no, we are followers of Jesus, and as followers of Jesus, you just want to do what Jesus wants you to do. And he says that sex is destined for the marriage, and you do it with one person for the rest of your life. To which voice you listen? Which voice of you is determining your choices? No, this could not be true. Jonah had to go to Nineveh, to these terrorists, these Gentiles. Oh, it was better to go to the king to prophesy a victory. Then he had to tell his neighbor, yeah, I have to go to these terrorists. No, this was impossible that God asked this from him. But at the other hand, would God make an end at the life of these Assyrians? Oh, but Jonah knew better. God will be merciful, I think. There Nineveh is situated, and there about Jonah was there. That was far away. Nineveh was one of the most important cities of the Assyrian country. I had an example about that market, and that was what came in my mind. It's not reality, but it was reality in the north of Israel, I know. In Jonah 1:3, there's written, Jonah prepared himself, but he fled to Tarsus, away from the Lord. He went to Jaffa and found a ship with destination Tarsus. He paid for the trip and he got on board to sail to Tarsus, away from the Lord. Tarsus was far away. One of the Tarsus is situated in Spain. That is one of the explanations. But also in the north of Turkey is a Tarsus. But in the Bible, where they spoke about Tarsus, mostly this was about the area in Spain. So that was far away anyhow. But fortunately, the king rewarded him richly for the words he had spoken. These words were spoken when there were victories, and now he could use the money for the trip to Tarsus. He didn't know many things about Tarsus. It was far away, but he thought, God will not search for me there at that place. He was enjoying to go to that place. Sometimes it's not easy to make other choices that the world is not understanding. For example, an example is homosexuality and living together. The world thinks that it's normal, but we have to be aware that these things also become normal in our church. But we don't move to the same direction as the world. People say, yes, it's written in the Bible, now it's elsewhere. But also in the time of the Bible, in the time of Noah, for example, then the worldwide curse came. And one of the characteristics of that time was that sexuality was without limits. Everybody went to bed with everybody. There were even demons who came to have sex with ladies of the world. When we consider Sodom and Gomorrah, they were destroyed. And this was because of their sexual impureness. There was temple prostitution, but also more nearby. Paul wrote to a church that in that church were such bad things that even the non-believers didn't do them. So these things happened also in former times. But the Bible is saying sex is for within a marriage. He says that because God wants the best for us. It's not to make our life difficult. I rose up in Werkendam, in the south of Holland. And many non-believers there were complaining, yes, when you are a believer, this is not allowed, this is not allowed, this is not allowed. That may be, but this is because God wants the best for us. He made us, He created us, so He knows what is the best for us. In the Bible we find these basic instructions before leaving the earth to heaven. So reading the Bible learns you, teaches you how to live. And when we do that, we also take the best of ourselves. This is also propaganda sometimes. Get the best from yourself, but in this way with the Bible you get the best from yourself. Another example. Suppose we are going to travel, for example, to Suriname. Some land. About 20 or 23 people of our church will go there after 2 months. But when we drive to Schiphol, and then you see, when you drive to Schiphol, maybe you see on your way, you see other ones also going to there. Then we go in the airplane, and we think, oh, that's beautiful here. And there is a man, the pilot is coming, he is speaking the words in the beginning of the journey. Even you can connect your telephone with the televisions. But the pilot is asking, please don't connect your telephones, for I'm not sure. So it's better not to use them. There's also a button to keep it off. But when we hear these things, that we have been to be careful with some buttons and possibilities, then we don't feel very good in that aeroplane. But if Ramon, who is a pilot, says, I'm your pilot, and this is the first... But this is the first... official flight of this aeroplane, but in my test flights, was flying 300 hours with it. Then you have more confidence when you hear that. Then you think, wonderful, we want to fly with this aeroplane. Or when you are operated and you come at the surgery room and the doctor is doing something with an apparatus and he's saying, oh, you can lay there at the table. I have a new machine here and I've heard that it is working in this way, so I suppose it will come good. Then we don't feel very happy. The Bible is instruction for our life. Everything we meet with in our lives. Sadness, happiness, joy. Everything that you meet with in your Bible is written, described in the Bible. Every situation. Salomo, the second king, said, there is nothing new under the sun. When people say, oh, look there, is something new? No, it's not true. It was already a long time there. There's nothing new under the sun. When somebody is saying, look there, something new, then it's something that already was there since ancient times. And it's also for your situation. Sometimes you think your situation is unique, but the Bible is saying, no, it's not new. It's also written in the Bible, when something goes wrong, there is also a way back. We are not separated from God. There is forgiveness, and always you can start again. That's so beautiful about Jesus. He is saying, always when he's saying your sins are forgiven, he also is saying, don't sin anymore. So Jonah thought, I like to sleep now. So he went to his cabin and he went to sleep. But after some time, he was awaking. What was going on? Oh, the ship was shaking very, very intensely. And he became sick from the shaking. He went to the deck. And then he was frightened, for these sailors around him, they were not so calm like he supposed. They were in panic, and they went things in sea, they threw the things in sea, the burdens, and the sailors were speaking, had conversation with each other. Let us try to know who has the debt that this disaster comes over us. And they found that Jonah was the reason. Then they said to him, tell us, why is this disaster? What do you do here on board? Where are you from? From which country you come? And Jonah said, throw me in the sea, and then there will come rest. But then they become more afraid for him. What do we have to do with you that the sea will become calm? He said, throw me in the sea. Then the sea will give rest to you. For I know it's my debt that this storm is raging. And when Jonah was thrown in the sea, he was thinking about the end, what will going to happen with him, dying because of this disobedience to God. It had great consequences, awful consequences. It was not honest, Jonah thought. What about all these former occasions that he had listened to the voice of God? Was that not important anymore? He started sinking, but suddenly a great animal divorced him. A great animal was swallowing him completely. He was swallowed by a big fish. 3 days and nights Jonah was in the fish. And then in the belly of the fish, he started to pray. He said, when I was in need, I called for help and you answered me. When I thought that I would die, I cried and you listen to me. You have thrown me in the sea, in the waters, the gulfs closed above me. I thought you won't want to see me anymore. Shall I ever come in your holy temple? The people, but you saved my life. You heard my prayer in your holy temple. The people worshipping idols go away from God and what is good for them. But I will praise you. What I've promised, I'll do it. Save my life. Jonah never had expected this, that this would be the consequence of not listening to the voice of God. He would only die, almost die. But it's the same for us. One sin and we need forgiveness. Every day we have to confess our sins and we hope to grow more and more towards God. Keep the example of the sexuality. For what is more beautiful than the most intimate thing that you have with somebody? Especially destined for one occasion. In Ephesians 5, that's why a man will go away from his father and mother and be one with his wife. And these two will be one body. You are allowed to live like it was God's destination. And Jonah is also the picture of the image of the Lord Jesus, who was 3 days in the earth, 3 days and nights. In the Bible, you find references about how God is thinking about us and what he wants us to be like. Also, Jonah got a second chance. He was born again, so to say. Also for us, when we want to follow Jesus, when we want to make a new start, when we want to give our life to the Creator of heaven and earth, the one who made us and who wanted us, only we have to say yes to him. And as a sign of these giving of myself, of ourselves to him, we can be baptized and we wake up in a new life. Your spirit is born, so to say, at that time. And you say in this way that you want to follow him, that you want to live according his will. Sometimes you have to sink deeply before that. But it's not necessary. Also, you can just say no. Now, yes, I want to follow Jesus. In John 15, Jesus is saying, I loved you like the Father loved me. Stay in my love. You stay in my love when you keep my commandments, like I have kept the commandments of my Father and have stayed in his love. This I say to you to give you my joy. Then your joy will be perfect. My command is that you love each other like I have loved you. There's no greater love than giving your life for your friends. You are my friends when you do what I say. I have not called you slaves, for a slave doesn't know what his master is doing. Friends I call you, because I made known to you everything I heard from the Father. Not you have chosen me, but I've chosen you, and I have set you to go away and to bear fruit, staying fruit. Then the Father will give you everything that you ask him in my name. This is my commandment, love each other. You are my friends when you do what I say. It's a special way to be friends. this is not an easy sentence for me. But for Jesus, it's not possible in other way. He is holy and he gave everything to keep in contact with us. He doesn't call us slaves, but friends. For everything that he heard from the Father, he shared with us. He was obedient, and we may obey him. And for the one, this means that he's going to South Sudan. And for the other, it means that he will meet people here in the church. And for again another one, it may mean that he is going to protest at or demonstrating in a protest for life. This morning, I just hope to have stipulated that the Bible has instructions for your life, commissions for your life. When you become like your Father in heaven has meant you to be, he knows the best way to function. This is about everything you say, you think, you do. Being honest, your sexuality. Many choices where Jesus wrote about in his word. And when you have chosen to follow God, to follow Jesus, then you receive the Holy Spirit and he will help you to make the right choices. In Philippians 2 is written, for it is God who organizes the willing and the acting in you because it pleases him. God is making the willing in you so that we are more and more like you. And when the Holy Spirit is living in you, these things will grow and you are long to hear the instructions of the Bible. This is not in one time, it is a process, a procedure. I am a farmer, when I am going to sow, then I don't go the next day to the land to see what is growing, but it takes time. And sometimes things are going wrong. And sometimes you have to remove the plant instead of the weeds. The Holy Spirit is working in the same way. He will care for you. And in this way, the fruit of the Spirit is coming. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, belief, soft-hearted, and self-control. You cannot organize this yourself. For example, that you say, from now onwards, I will be very patient. No, your complete nature has to change. And that process, that this fruit is growing, is called fruit. And the Holy Spirit will help you with that. I hope that this morning I could challenge you to read the Bible and the instructions of the Bible to understand them, to. Amen.